whoa. Isn't this show supposed to be about quiet times? Well, it doesn't have to be boring.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How you doing out there? You doing awesome? Are you doing amazing? Yeah, this is Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and I'm here with Mr. Awesome. I was thinking about Mr. Awesome, yeah, like Mr. Awesome. Instead, this is Mr. Luando's out there. So I was thinking about awesome. Everything is awesome. You know, there's this song that we always do. I just saw ton of our church services the way, you know, when we're about to finish, you're about to sing this song, something is all what? Mr. Awesome, blah, blah, blah. So now I'm like, here's Mr. Awesome next to me.
What's wrong with you, man?
It's called an excitement.
Yeah.
Aren't you excited?
I'm excited.
Aren't you excited that, you know what, we're in the holidays.
Very excited, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to give the word. I just want to preach, you know. Though it seemed like in this show we're not going to be preaching. Because you decided to come with something that's amazing.
No, you can also come together as well.
Okay.
Because this title, as I even said, you can come together, you know. It means something out there. But obviously, when I speak more about the title, right now, you know, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. And don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page, /@ActiveFM777. And don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram page @ActiveFM777.
Yo, it's B Kindle, and you listening to Active FM.
Get moving. hear this. Hey, what we got to do?
Praise the door with you.
Just say I heard the truth.
Here we go again. This is Active FM Quiet Time Show on Intensity with AKA Mawanza and Luando, an awesome guy. That's what he was saying about me. Yeah, that was Active Worship Rewind, the best band that I am involved in making music, which is very, very wonderful. Tell us more about today, man. What's going to be happening?
What's going to be happening?
Yeah. So what are we going to be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about, you know, we stand together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We stand together. Hashtag we stand together. Are we standing together? Are we working together as a team? Are we working together as a team in workplaces, wherever you are? You know, this title comes from one of the When there was a Rugby World Cup just a month ago in Japan, where our awesome South African team called Springbok won the World Cup. Hey, how amazing is that, man? How amazing is that Springbok won the World Cup, even though it's just a few weeks ago. But nevertheless, I'm still excited that we won the World Cup three times in a row. You know, three times.
Mm-hmm.
In three times, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. It's so amazing and so forth. So, yeah, so this title comes from that, you know, where our awesome captain, Siya Kolisi, where he also came up with this hashtag that we stand together, to stand together as a nation. You know, the reason that they actually won even this World Cup, because why? Because we stood together as a nation, and we were just encouraging them and we're supporting them that, you know what, when we stand together as a nation, we are going to take this, we are going to win, and so forth. And therefore, they won the World Cup. They beat England 32-12, which was like, wow, it was so amazing. And there was a time when they were showing a video visuals from Sandton in the Nelson Mandela Square, where like it was full of people watching our thing, watching rugby, watching the match, South Africa versus England, and it was so amazing to see that Rainbow Nation, everyone is there standing together, because we're supporting, we are together and so forth, you know. Even when we walk around the places close by in Joburg, within the country, South Africa, you just see everyone just wearing the national t-shirt, Springbok and so forth, and you could see that, wow, the nation is standing together and so forth, you know. And that made me realize that, you know what, we got to stand together where whatever is happening, we got to work together. We got to work together as a team. We got to be like, you know what, we got to work together, because believe me, things you conquer when you work together. There's this verse coming from 1 Corinthians 12 verse 14, when it says, the body of Christ, or the people that are the whole of humanity, are a team. The body is not supported by one person, but by all of us. We are one. We are strongest working together in unity. Teamwork is the key to living life in harmony, so that we can do God's will. You know, there was one series that we did about 3 to 4 years ago as a church here in the Active Church. You can catch it on our awesome YouTube channel called Active TV, and it's about Dream Team. You know, hashtag Dream Team. You know, we work together as a team. Team is conquerors. You know, we as a team you conquer. As a team you conquer in life and all that. As a team you conquer what you wanted to win. We conquer what we wanted to conquer in life as a team. So you out there, are you conquering with your team? Are you conquering in what you are doing as a team? Probably playing a soccer. You're playing a soccer with your team. Are you conquering with your soccer teammates? Are you conquering with your rugby teammates? Or are you conquering with your work colleagues and so forth in terms of things being conquering in your life? Are you conquering together? Not all alone, but we got to conquer together, because we are a team. you know,
that was good, standing together. And I think it was a very, very specific for me, uplifting, because I remember myself just praying to God and like, God,
yeah,
can you please make sure these guys win?
Yeah.
The reason why bad things have been happening in our nation, people being raped, xenophobia, looting the shops, politics in our parliaments, people leaving, you know, money that we owe to other nations, and so it has been, you know, been very, very tough, specific for me. And obviously, I have a different view out of any situation that we may face as a nation. You know what I'm saying? And I believed that if these guys, they actually win, that will give our nation hope.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, there are many things. A racism thing going on and new stuff. And it's things that can easily like torment you, you know, stuff that will be introduced in terms of our schools, you know, kids being allowed to, you know, teach explicit sex, and people enforcing the law of kids sleeping with old people. And just looking at all those things, and just looking at our nation, where our nation is, and stuff that's happening, and you can't really see any good outcome of anything that's happening, because it's like, instead of, you know, solving the problems that we're facing with our economy, which is, I mean, the value of our economy has been decreasing, and instead of, you know, facing that and solving problems, but we add more stuff, into our education that will really destroy families, that will destroy kids before they even get to the age of 15 years old. You see what I'm saying? And so it was I was touched. I was moved, and there's still that move in my heart, you know, knowing that they it's like we needed this thing as a nation, you know. And I hope and pray that people were uplifted, because these guys that presented our nation, I mean, through the eyes of the world, actually did well, and we're proud of them, and we pray that we will see more of that coming out of our nation, and that we will also support the good that comes out of our nation, you know, the people, and say, you know, work hard, whatever you're doing, work hard, you know, that anything with God, it's possible. And it's just that in whatever we do, we can actually bring God. You know, one of the things, to be honest, that I don't like specific, and I sort of have like a testimony. It was never a thing of, you know, this is a problem, this is a big problem. I never supported it, but I never also considered this thing as something that I can actually, you know, challenge or, you know, bother myself with. The whole thing about abortion, it amazes me. But in our time, in our nation, there was actually a time when, you know, certain race couldn't, specific black people in our nation, they couldn't raise their voice. They were not titled to the rights that other people, like white people, had. And it was a problem, because you're looking at other people as much as they're not human beings. And for me, I feel like this, though we out of that time, but, you know, we're still repeating the same thing, but in a different way. It's just the reputation of the apartheid that we used to have in our nation. But, you know, it's just being done in a different way, because there you have... the first thing is that there's no way that you cannot abort... there's no way that you can abort nothing. Mm. The fact that you're gonna abort is because in that womb there is something. Either there's no breath or anything, but the fact that I've manufactured something, you see what I'm saying, and you can't destroy it. It exists. You abort it because it exists. And the fact that now you take away all that because by aborting the child, the whatever it is in the womb, how the child starts is being formed in the womb. For me, that's actually taking away that existence. And the thing is, we all know that, you know what? Now, the child to grow or the baby to grow to make it out of the womb, it only depends on that step. And that step is like the first step. But remember, you have just killed someone. Because their whole life just depends on that first step. And for me, that's the biggest thing. And we actually see this in the book of Ezekiel, where God speaks to his people and say, you didn't just do reject me, but you took my kids and you bashed them against the rocks and the walls to worship your idols. And I feel that's actually the thing that we're doing in our nation, that, you know, we killing people. We actually people who don't have rights, and us as, I can say, parents, us as people that's supposed to be protecting those who are in the wombs. But guess what? We are the same people who are killing these people. And what is this that has happened that's wrong with us as people, that, you know, we can actually just carry on killing the nation? Don't you know that actually when we cause abortion, we actually destroying generations, we actually destroying ourselves, our nation. And that's where the problem is. Why? Because we have allowed wrong spirits. And that's why everything seemed to just go west and all that, because we have allowed wrong spirits. There's no structure, and we just want to do according to the book of Judges, whatever that happens, you see. And I'm speaking more about this because it's an issue, and it needs to be addressed. It's hatred. We hate people. It's even worse. You hate someone who's not even born, but they're helpless. How can you even attack someone who's helpless, who is in the womb? Because you don't care. And it's a problem. So we have to stand and say, you know what? These people have rights. They may not have rights before your eyes, but before God, they have rights.
Yeah.
And you may be someone who's saying there, I don't believe in God, but guess what? What if you were aborted? What if it was you who was aborted? What if maybe we decided by force we're going to abort your child? Why does it matter to you if to you it doesn't matter to that small child that needs to be born? And that's actually the thing. And we're destroying people. These are people. These are people who are supposed to grow up and have families and you know, who knows what they can bring into our nation. Imagine if because of abortion, our president that passed away, Mandela, was aborted. We wouldn't have what we have. And that's the thing, and that's what we don't realize. That people, God actually has specific purposes for these people. I mean, what does it say to is it Jeremiah? He says, I knew you when I formed you, before I formed you in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
So it's a problem. You actually working against God. You actually destroying God's work. And don't think God is going to keep quiet. So it's very important that, you know, we challenge these things.
Yeah.
You were given the right to be born. Why can't you give someone else the right to be born? You can't say human beings they have a right, but we need a right to be born. Can maybe should we establish a law that says a right to be born so that we can overcome this abortion thing? Because it's really a problem. We actually bashing our own kids and blood, splitting blood for the devil to drink, because Satan is working and we don't even see.
Yeah.
You know. And that's where the enemy is. So don't be foolish and be used by the enemy.
Yo camino, na na na. Es hermosa la arena que me ha tocado. Toque su manto y no me he soltado. En Cristo solo confío. En Cristo solo confío. En Cristo solo confío.
New Act of Worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes. Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
Yeah, so yeah, basically, you know, that's basically with the stand together, hashtag stand together. You know, it makes me realize that, you know, God wants us to stand together. He wants us to work together instead of always working all alone. And then you realize that, wait, something is missing. Even in terms of family-wise and so forth, like, you know, you're married and you have kids and all that. So work, stand together as a family. And believe me, you'll conquer and so forth, you know. We got to stand together, and stand together and in a way that we're going to conquer and so forth, you know. So let's stand together, because God wants you to stand together. He wants you to work together and not always be working all alone, etc. I'm not saying it's bad working alone. What I'm saying is that, you know, we gotta work together as a team. We gotta work together as a nation also. If you know you know in that part of a nation, you know, we gotta work as a team. You know, like with this team Springboks when they won the World Cup, you know, it literally inspired me, because it literally showed that, you know, we got to work together. You know, we got to work together at all times, because you never, like, if we don't work together, that's when now like someone in line, things fall apart and all that, you know. So we got to work together at all times and so forth. So we're just gonna end the show with this awesome prayer out there, and I want you out there to say the prayer. And believe me, God loves you guys, and don't forget, He lives inside of you guys, and He will forever live inside of you. If you know that somewhere in the line you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I believe
that that
Jesus
Christ
died on the cross
for my sins
and rose
from the dead.
His blood
washes
away
my past
my sins
and prepares me
for eternity.
I receive your forgiveness
and accept
Jesus
as my savior
and Lord.
From this day forward,
I am yours.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, angels are just partying out there and all that in heaven. So yeah, it's an excitement out there and so forth. Otherwise, thank you for listening to our awesome, amazing show. As we spoke about, stand together. #StandTogether this holidays. Yeah, so we gotta stand together no matter what, whether it's holidays or not holidays. We got to stand together. Otherwise, don't forget to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Facebook page /ActiveFM247/ActiveFM247, and also don't forget to visit us on our awesome Instagram @ActiveFM247. Otherwise, we're gonna leave you some awesome music out there. Myself, Wandile, aka Mr. Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are signing out. Peace out and God bless.
Yeah.
It may be cold. Your picture pitch black, you can peer into my soul. Angels rally crying, ain't no penance for my roles. I don't wanna face a sentence, but it's clear I'm getting cold.
I try hard.
Every time I think I'm on the way up. All the wicked stuff I'm plotting make me stay up. It's like I ain't in control of my soul. Doing good is hard labor, but evil's like a layup. Mama ain't raised me wrong. Partner, I ain't popping pistols till your brain is blown. Still, I know my list of sin is getting way too long. If only God can judge me, what lawyer gon' take me on? Take me on. I'm a man. And I ain't perfect, but he understands. Hope he do, cause I got bigger plans. Time is money, a day's a $100,000. He made